Israeli forces have stormed a refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem and arrested a Palestinian and injured two others. Elsewhere in Ramallah, a Hamas official who has previously spent 27 years in Israeli prisons was arrested by Israeli soldiers. They also detained three Palestinian women near Jerusalem al-Quds. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has blamed the West for the creation of the Daesh terrorist group. Assad said the terrorists who were trained in Syria for the recent attacks in Paris and other acts of terror enjoyed the support of Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. He added that the West policy also helped Daesh in different ways. A Syrian refugee family who was accepted into the U.S. has been forced to relocate in a different state after the Indiana governor refused to accept asylum seekers. The family is now settling in Connecticut. More than half of the U.S. states oppose admission of Syrian refugees after Friday's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says the country will withdraw its six fighter jets from the so-called USAID coalition, which carries out airstrikes in Iraq and Syria. Trudeau announced the decision following a meeting with U.S. President Barack Obama. However, he said Canada will remain a strong member of the anti-Daesh campaign. A powerful storm has left at least three people dead in the U.S. state of Washington. The storm also triggered mudslide and caused power cut to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. A state of emergency has been declared. Washington State Police said several highways remain closed due to the storm. A police SWAT team has dispersed Black Lives Matter activists who had gathered outside a police station in the U.S. city of Minneapolis. They demanded justice for a young African-American who was fatally shot by police officers. The demonstrators have held protests for four nights in a row. Chinese President Xi Jinping has denounced the murder of a Chinese hostage by the Daesh terrorists in Syria, calling it inhumane and a savage act. Xi promised to bring to justice the perpetrators on Wednesday. The terrorists executed two hostages, one a Chinese national and the other Norwegian. And Haitian police clashed with demonstrators who took to the streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, to protest against preliminary presidential election results. Several protesters were injured as police used tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse them. The demonstrators announced the victory of government-backed presidential candidate Jovenel Moïse in the initial vote results.